AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 12.50, down 11 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 12.16, down 7 on the open. July, 11.78, down 3.5. September, 11.78, down 2. December, 11.88, down 9. July of 2009, 10.72, down 16 on the open. March corn opened at 560, down 4 on the open. May, 569, down 3.5. July, 580, down 4.5. September, 581.5, down 5. December, 582, down 3.5. March, 589, down 4. May, 590, down 3.5. July of 2009, 592, down 4. December of 2009, 5.53, down 7 on the open. May beans opened at 4.03, down 4.75 on the open. July, 4.17, down 6.5. August, 4.04, down 5. September, 13.68.5, up 1. November, 13.08, down 7.5. January of 2009, 13.18, down 6. March, 13.35, up 5. May, 13.36, up 6. July, 13.40, up 10 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.46.50, down 50 on the open. May, 3.52.50, up 170. May soybean oil opened at 62.70, down 49 on the open. March feeders open at 100, up 25 on the open. April live cattle open at 90.25, up 35 on the open. April lean hogs open at 58.10, down 20 on the open. And May bellies open at 83.15, up 125 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Join us this evening at the Moultrie County Farm Bureau in Sullivan for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight's meeting gets underway at 6:30. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain, and Mike Georgie of Allendale. That's at 6:30 this evening at the Moultrie County Farm Bureau in Sullivan. There is no charge for the meeting, and no advance registration is required. We hope to see you there.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, and I want to say that any comments are mine and not necessarily reflects ADM or ADM investors' opinions.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning, Paul. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace. And I guess a question I have for you, and one that traders are trying to figure out for themselves, is have we overbought soybean acres at the expense of corn?
You know, I think when it's all said and done, from a very conservative point of view, we need somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 8 million more acres of production in the United States this coming year. I don't know the exact balance there, but I think that there is a good market for all the production of soybeans in the U.S. Our general opinion is that we do know that the bean yields in South America are even probably better than what the USDA said on Brazil and Argentina. we have received reports that the farmers are reluctant to put the fertilizer, extra fertilizer on, particularly in areas from Terre Haute, Effingham, south in the state of Illinois and Indiana. We get the feeling that there is a strong evidence that the USDA has underestimated the corn acres, overestimated the corn acres on their last ag outlook forum, as well as possibly underestimated their bean acres as well. So it is a trend, and we do go along with that kind of an idea.
Well, then at November beans at 13.18.5 and December corn at 5.81, that's the current tick. What kind of acres do you think traders are trading off of those numbers?
I think that the marketplace is looking at something north of 73 million acres. Could it be as high as 75 million acres? It's possible.
And the corn?
I think somewhere in the 85 to 88 million acres. There is, by the way, over 60 million acres of hay ground in the United States. There is, I think, almost that many acres of pasture land in the United States. And there is this ability to bid for acres, that is the wild card. Will the government come in and come in with a small acreage on their planting intentions report in corn, for example, and try to encourage more corn acres? That's an unknown. Some of the credibility that the USDA has done last year and this year, and some of their analysis and their format and production estimates has been on the verge of being on a little sloppy as far as some of their analysis is concerned. So we don't know whether it'll be a political issue or they'll just actually give what the actual survey numbers indicate. So it'll be interesting to see just what kind of a surprise we see in March.
If it's 85, 86 million acres for the corn crop, one could fairly easily make a case for ending stocks under 1 billion bushels.
Yes, that's true. And, we also have to auger in the general idea that the government hasn't cut the ethanol production number yet. They possibly are using feed numbers that are a little too large. We're also looking at larger corn production estimates both out of Argentina and Brazil. And if wheat acreage is correct in the world and we do have a normal crop, some of the old definition, whenever there's not wheat being used for exports or milling, it becomes a feed grain. So there is a lot of competitive forces in the world to take care of that equation. The general part of the whole total equation, though, is that the demand is very good in the world, and we do need full production, so to speak, in the world in order to just get by this summer price level without having a price explosion that would be scary.
Are traders bear spreading this crop, going long new crop and short old?
Going long new crop, shorting old, I don't have that feeling. I think the funds I don't get that feeling at all.
Go ahead then and turn your attention for a moment or two beyond the acreage report and play out for us if we because of the weather over the winter has been wet. The trend continues to be toward a wet bias that hasn't yet to change. Could it be potentially that we have some planting delays, especially here in the eastern part of the Corn Belt, and if so, what does that might imply?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I did ask the private meteorologist this morning in a private conversation about that particular question, and it looks like the wheat crop is going to get quite a bit of moisture, even the winter wheat area in the west. Everything looks pretty normal for that. And as it stays cool, we probably won't suffer from any kind of a winter kill that we saw in early spring in the soft wheat crop and the winter wheat crop in the west. So, you know, we're going to probably delay that issue, and we will have enough moisture. As far as early April 1st to April 10th planting, that's way down the line. And, you know, weather forecasting isn't that good, as he mentioned to me. My general impression is that we are possibly going to be pretty moist here for the next couple of weeks. The temperatures, though, will probably warm up some, and we did ask that concept, is it mm-hmm. going to be too wet, too cold, and then turn too dry later on? And he says it's just not too early to tell, but as far as moisture is concerned, it's going to be pretty ready. I think there's other market issues that are way more important than that idea right now.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City that one's not trading. The July, though, at 12.18, down 2. March wheat at the Board of Trade at 12.19, down 21. July, 11.76, down 5 and 3 quarters. March corn, 5.56, down 8. May, 5.69 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. July, 5.81, down 3 and a half. December, 5.80, down 5 and a half. July, May beans, 14.10, up 2 and a quarter. July, 14.24 and a half, up 1. November, 13.20 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.